This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. 877-217-5757 is your number. And you can send us an email to talk@talklouisiana.org. In studio is Father Foley. He is the man who is in charge of Cristo Rey around the country. 35 Catholic work-study preparatory schools, including one in Baton Rouge. Father John Foley is here visiting the campus at Baton Rouge for Cristo Rey, and with us also is the local board chair, Brian Jones, and it's good to see both of you gentlemen this morning.
Thank you.
And Father Foley, I think you came from Chicago.
That's right. That's where we began 22 years ago.
Well, tell us about how Cristo Rey works.
Cristo Rey, all our schools are secondary college prep schools, and they're faith-based. They're Catholic schools. All the schools are Catholic. The students aren't Catholic. 40% of our students are not Catholic, but it's exclusively for people who wouldn't otherwise have a chance to go to a private college prep school. So how do we pay the bills? That's the big question in private education today. So our students, somebody came up with the idea that our students could have a job, and that's what we did. All our students have jobs, and they work on the job 5 days a month and go to school the other. So it comes down to about a four-day school day for the students. It's longer, so they don't lose any time, but that's how they pay for it, and turned out to be just a tremendous educational instrument. The fact that the students would work in important companies and have clerical jobs.
And here in Baton Rouge, this is one of the few locations in the South. These schools are located in large cities for the most part. Los Angeles, New York, Boston, Chicago. It's a presence that Washington, D.C., that is quite profound in large cities. How did you choose Baton Rouge?
Well, it's just they made a good case for themselves, and we wanted to be in the South. We knew that there was a lot of need. Well, there's need everywhere, but with the time we began 3 years ago, the students or community here in Baton Rouge lured us here to begin a school, and we're glad we came. We're very proud of how they bounced back after the hurricane.
Yeah, Brian, as you know, there were some big challenges after the flood of 2016.
Oh, yeah, there was tremendous challenges, Jim. And, again, as you mentioned, we're actually one of the smallest markets for Cristo Rey, and Louisiana has undergone significant educational change really since Katrina. As someone who's been interested in education reform since college, myself and members of the feasibility team several years ago thought what a great opportunity for Baton Rouge and for the community to bring such a school like Cristo Rey there. Obviously, the floods of 2016, 4 days after we opened at the old Redemptorist High School site, yeah. We took a licking with 4 feet of water in the school building. But we got up, we cleaned out the school, ultimately chose to demolish that building and have rebounded quite well with a fully built temporary campus that now has almost 200 students in grades 9, 10, and 11.
It looks good now, doesn't it?
It does. And I tell you, it's really a shining star in North Baton Rouge now. As you well know, Jim, since 2016, the community has had a tough time rebounding from that flood, particularly in North Baton Rouge. But we as a board, myself as chair and our staff, we made a commitment that, we could have gone anywhere after the flood in the city, but we wanted and mm-hmm. we felt an obligation to stay in North Baton Rouge and amongst the community that we, quite frankly, form the school to serve.
All right. A listener asked, you've got 3 grades now, right? Will you be adding other grades?
We will. So we started the first year with a freshman class, and then they go on to the next grade, and we continue to backfill with a freshman class each year until we have full 4 grades. Our goal, Jim, is to have 100 students per grade with a full build-out at 400 students. We obviously, again, had some challenges in our initial years in with the student population, several of them having to move out of the city and some out of state. But we will add a new freshman class next year, and we will happily, right, Father Foley, graduate Absolutely. Our first senior class next year.
Very good. Now, Cristo Rey is a not-for-profit organization. It started in the latter part of the 20th century, and then in 2000 got in full bloom, 35 locations across the country in urban areas, and Baton Rouge is one of the smallest markets and one of the few in the South and the only in Louisiana. And it is a campus that certainly you've kept the redemptive spirit alive in North Baton Rouge. But Father Foley, you travel all over the country. What's it like at each location? Is it different or is it largely the same?
I would say it's largely the same. There's there's a smile on everybody's faces. You see a spirit of hope and excitement about the future, which is something that you don't see all the time in our secondary schools across the country. But Cristo Rey is filled with that's what it most brings to the kids. It brings the possibility of a different future and a new world that they never knew before. So there's a lot of excitement and a lot of happiness about being in. They see a real future opening up for themselves.
How did you get this assignment?
I worked in Peru for many years, and this whole thing began with a desire on the part of the Jesuits in Chicago to do something for the Hispanic community. So they asked me to come back and do that something. And we decided that it would be a secondary school, and we decided we went out looking for ideas about how in the world to fund it. And somebody came up with this idea that what if every student had a job? And that's how it began, and that's how I got involved. So I've been there ever since. I was going to go back to Peru after 5 years, but here that was 22 years ago.
Do you see it growing?
Absolutely. Oh, yes. We've already got five more schools in the pipeline. We're shooting for 50 schools in about the next 5 years.
Mm-hmm. I know you have some major people who have contributed, like Bill and Melinda Gates. That's largely the way you sustain this.
Last year, our students across the country earned $62 million by their own sweat and blood.
$62 million.
Right. Now that's for 12,000 kids. It isn't as though they were home free, but that's how we sustain it. The Gates and people of their ilk got us going, and then we're very grateful to them, and they were a big part of our history.
Well, it's a good concept. What are the jobs generally like?
The jobs are all clerical jobs, office jobs. They're the things that every office needs somebody to stock the paper and to address visitors and take them around and show them around. And so our students do basic computer jobs, and they're the people that that every office has to hire anyway. But we say that we'll hire our students instead of going out and looking for others.
I had 13 years of Catholic education. I got lots of religious instruction too. Is that part of the package?
It is. Yes, we're definitely a religious. We are definitely a religious institution. And everybody studies religion. We don't force anybody to pray, but we invite them. And there's a lot of they see that we're interested in them and that we're interested in their future. And it's attractive, even religiously speaking, to our students.
And these are challenging times for the church.
Absolutely, you're not kidding. That's where the church is going through difficult days.
You've seen a lot through your years. Any time quite like this?
I think it's that certainly is a huge topic. I think it's basically it shows that the church is, besides being divine, it's also human, just like Christ. It was he was human and divine, and our church is human and divine, and it's a sinning church, and we're looking for can make mistakes.
Well, thank you for joining us, Father John Foley. Thank you for coming from Chicago to be here in Baton Rouge. And Brian, for those who'd like more information about Cristo Rey here in Baton Rouge?
Yep, CristoReyBR.org. And again, we're located on the old Redemptorist High School site at 4000 St. Gerard.
Thank you, gentlemen. We'll be back after this pause.